Hey, how's it going?
All right.
Read the home order.
Yes.
Cool. I just swing by real quick. We're doing some flush outs here on Reckless Town.
Okay.
Did you hear anything about it?
No.
They didn't want like the little ants, the little black ants coming in the house.
Okay.
The outside. Did you do the mulch this year or last year?
I just did it this year.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so I mean they're moving towards the house usually because it's hot outside. You got cool inside.
Uh-huh.
But are you guys going to be around at all tomorrow when we're doing the Goydene family and Shindillias?
Yeah, I'll be around, but then I have to leave at like 10. So what are you guys doing? You're just going to spray or?
Yeah, well, let me show you real quick. Boston Terrier?
Yeah.
Cool. I had little Cocker Spaniels.
Okay.
They're kind of same temperament. They get excited pretty quick.
Yeah.
On the outside of the house, were you around when they did the construction at all?
Later. So okay. They really didn't tell me anything about pest control.
Because a lot of times, though, the walls are all hollow.
Mm-hmm.
And the spiders, other bugs, they'll come up inside the walls. It's safe in there. You can't squish them in there. You can't spray them in there.
Right.
And they'll just walk along the pipes. And we inject it in the walls, underneath the sink, in the laundry room where the pipes go in the wall.
Uh-huh.
There's that little hole in the drywall there. So we spray it in there, because that way when they're walking towards the water area, usually they get their food outside.
Uh-huh.
Unless it's in the winter and they can't. Uh-huh. But usually they're getting their food outside, but they'll come there for moisture, and, you know, if they want to come in and get a crumb. And so that wipes them out inside. And then outside, just around the foundation, like the mulch, we spray 3 feet up and then 3 feet out, and it's a termite spray. It's not for termites, it's just the best stuff you can use for ants.
Uh-huh. Because
they can't smell it, they don't know it's there. And so we do that around the whole foundation.
Okay.
But you guys are lucky with the detached garage, because that's one less place for them to enter.
Uh-huh.
But with the siding, that's really easy for them to get up inside.
Okay.
And so we do that so they're not going to come in. And then I told those, we're doing 5 over there. And so I told them if we do them all at the same time, we'd include a tick treatment in the lawn for free.
Okay.
Around the whole place.
So, you said they're doing a flush or something? Or?
Well, it's just a way of saying, like, it's getting all the ants out of the walls.
Uh-huh.
And flushing out any, like, ants that are in a colony inside the mulch.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So, making sure the walls are clean, you don't have bugs inside the house.
And how much is this?
How big is your home? How many square feet?
Probably roughly 2,300.
Okay. And basements? Is this one of the houses that have a basement?
Yeah, it's a finished basement.
Okay, cool. Let's see. So for the inside, outside, and that tick treatment, and then we do open the eaves, so like spider webs, wipe all those down,
uh-huh.
And the windows and doors too. We're dropping that down to $105. And then I said, like, that's free. I'm not charging any extra for that, or with wasps, or clover mites, or that web service. That's pretty much all included in the 105. We save a lot of time, a lot of gas money too. So we're just keeping it 105. And then every 3 months, well, pest control is a quarterly service because every season,
mm-hmm.
you get different bugs and they're acting differently. Like in the winter, you turn on the heat, so they just kind of congregate inside the walls and stay warm.
Right.
And so in the winter, we do powder treatments in the walls,
uh-huh.
on the outside. And then spring, we use it in different product because they're all hatching, and then summer and fall,
of course. Okay, and then with the spray, I mean, with the dog, is there any issues with...
No.
No?
Just keep them inside while we're spraying for about half an hour.
Okay.
Do you guys use Frontline flea products?
Anything? Vantix?
Okay, yeah. Flea products has the same ingredients that we use.
Okay.
So, yeah, really, really safe.
But, okay. So what you're doing around, a couple of houses around the neighborhood tomorrow, you said? I would like to go over with my wife to see what she thinks if
yeah,
we need it.
Yeah, sure. Is she in right now?
Yeah, she's making dinner.
And okay.
We got the baby finally down, so it's like...
Yeah, you don't want to wake the baby up.
Yeah.
If I swing back in, like, I guess you're going to get dinner in a bit, if like in an hour and a half, would that be okay? Just knock on the door? Make sure I don't wake the baby up.
I'm just wondering if we're doing anything. I guess you could swing by. I mean, you don't have a card I could give you?
I don't. No.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, I guess swing back. Let me talk to her.
Mm-hmm.
See if there's something she's interested in.
Because, yeah.
You know, she's very against all the chemical type stuff. So
yeah.
You kind of have to run it through her because then she'll freak out if I just get chemicals, food.
it's the same stuff they use in restaurants and hospitals. I mean, hospitals have to be bug-free.
Yeah.
And so do restaurants. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, the stuff we use is very safe. Okay. It's non-toxic. Non-toxic to humans at all. But, yeah, for sure, I'd be happy to explain it to her.
Okay. And, yeah, tomorrow I know she's going out. She has an interview. And I'm leaving here at, like, 10, so I don't know what time you're recording.
We could, if not that, I have a couple spots on Saturday if you're going to be around on the weekend at all.
Okay. So. All right, well, let me run it through her, stop back, and see if we're...
For sure. Do you think it's something you'd be interested in personally?
I mean, I'm somewhat interested. I mean, I put the fertilizer down with the stuff, and I haven't had that much problems this year with bugs.
Yeah.
I had it last year with ants coming in.
Okay.
In the kitchen? Yeah, in the kitchen. Yeah. This year, I haven't seen much. And ever since we finished the basement, but like you said, they're probably in the walls, but I haven't seen much of the spiders. We used to have a lot of spiders in the basement, but now I don't see them as much. Who knows?
You've been here, what, 3-4 years now?
4 years, yeah.
Cool. You like it here?
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice. Anything I just kind of regret a little bit is the backyards are a little small, so I'm I wish I had a bigger backyard.
Yeah.
But it's a nice neighborhood.
The elementary school right there.
Yeah,
the ponds.
Nice. And there's a lot of stuff around. So it's nice. It's nice and it's quiet.
Yeah, you picked a good spot.
Yeah.
What was your name, by the way?
John.
John, I'm Lauren.
All right, Lauren.
I'll swing back in like an hour, a little over an hour.
Yeah, that'd be great. And I'll go over with her, see what she thinks. But, I mean, $100 isn't too bad. So. Yeah. 105, you
said. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me run it by her, see what she thinks. We haven't had too much this year.
With the included, like, tick treatments, the wasp and the spider web treatments, and also the carpenter ant, it's like $250 of value that you'd pay anywhere else, but like I said, we're saving a lot, so
by doing it all at once.
Yep.
Okay, yeah, let me run a fire.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Talk to you later, John.